This is the instructions to feeling love for money, part 3. So we can call this a meditation, because in a sense that's what it is. Meditation can mean several things: focusing on nothing, clearing the mind, or focusing on something. Either way, we really are focusing on something, and that's what this is. We're going to be focusing on feeling love, friendship, trust for money. This is not an easy thing. So we'll just start very quickly here. It's Wednesday morning, early. I'm standing on the water's edge on a small island. It's totally fogged in. I look out a little further here, and I know there's some islands and there's some boats anchored in between the islands and myself where I'm standing, but I can't see anything because it's totally fogged in all around me. It's quite beautiful. So why am I saying this? It's very simple. If I didn't allow abundance, financial abundance, an abundance of freedom, an abundance of time, which in a sense comes from that financial abundance, if I didn't allow that into my life, I wouldn't be able to stand here right now and see this. I mean, this is incredible. This is something you see in the movies, you read about, but here I am standing, right here in the middle of this beautiful fog. It's so thick. I feel it going into my lungs as I breathe in. I can feel the moisture droplets from the fog. There's a foghorn in the distance. Someone running a chainsaw. Just a few noises here and there a little bit. There's a few ducks here. But the water is totally calm. You could be in the middle of this, just 300 yards out, and you wouldn't be able to see a single thing. You wouldn't know where land was, even though you're almost surrounded by it. It's quite beautiful. That's what life's about, these experiences. If I didn't allow myself to have the abundance, I couldn't be here to see it, and I couldn't do this recording either. I just wouldn't have the time, because right now I'd be working at something else, trying to create enough money through it, well, to pay those bills and so on. We've gone through why it's important, why financial abundance, financial wealth is important. So the first thing you want to do now is get a hold of some money. It can be a coin, it can be a bill, whatever works for you. It doesn't matter, whatever you have. We're going to use that throughout the meditation. We're going to touch it, hold it, feel it while we're doing the meditation of loving money, because we're going to use it. It's easier to love something when you can feel it, touch it, and it's right there. It makes it a little easier. Also, this money, after a while, you need to unload it. Spend it on something you like, buy groceries with it, do whatever, invest it, it doesn't matter. It should change all the time, at least once a week. So you're not focused on this bill. Don't make it a lucky bill or a lucky coin, because we don't want to get obsessed with hanging on to it and not losing it. We want to love it and let it go, because love is unconditional. We let it go. In my case, I mostly like to use a $5 bill or a $10 bill. And I take that once a week, $5, and I put it in the lottery. Now let's just do the lottery thing for 1 second here. I totally love the lottery. And not because of my winning money, but I love the whole concept and idea of it. I'm not a gambler. I don't like to gamble. I have done some in the past. Mostly, well, through intrigue and so forth, but personally, I don't like to gamble at all. The lottery I don't see as gambling. I see that as a donation to someone's joy every week. You see, every week, someone is going to be a millionaire. That's the beautiful part. So I donate my $5. And it could be $2, it could be $1, it doesn't really matter, the amount. It's just that amount is right for me. I donate that to the lottery every week because I love the idea of someone this week becoming a millionaire. Someone out there who's working away, trying to live his best life he can, is going to wake up in the morning and he's going to be a millionaire. And that, to me, is extremely exciting. So I don't care if I win money. Frankly, I would prefer the money to come other ways than through the lottery, because I enjoy that more. I leave it open to the universe to bring money towards me. It could be any way. I don't really care. But I still play the lottery because I love the idea of it. Every week someone wins. That's 52 weeks a year. 52 people a year become millionaires with my donation. Mine and a lot of other people's throw their $2 or their $5 in every week. Most people do it in order to hope to win. I do it because I love the idea of it. I first came across this because I know someone who won. He was going through terrible times, having a real struggle, bringing in enough income to feed his family and support his family. And he wasn't a lazy guy. He was just extremely hard worker, tried hard. He just seemed to not have the knack for it. You know, it would go for a while and something would go wrong. Well, I met this person and he got, because I was working with him, and he got laid off the same time the rest of us got laid off from this particular job. He took it pretty hard. We didn't, because we didn't like the job in the first place. But for him, it was really bad. It was close to Christmas, and he didn't have much financial wealth left. And he had a wife and kids. And I felt bad for him. I just wanted him to have a better life than that. And there was no need to struggle like that, because he already worked hard. He was a nice person. Anyway, things kept going this way for quite some time. But roughly about a year later, you know, he's working and struggling to stay afloat. And all of a sudden, he won the lottery. Well, I was so happy for him. I mean, I really wanted him to have the money. And you know what? It brought him so much joy. Uplifted his life, his whole family life. He was able to get out of this debt load he'd gotten into. And it just changed his life. And I was just so totally happy for him. You know what? I would be totally happy to give $5 every week of the rest of my life to see that. To see people have that. And so that's why I love the lottery so much. I don't care if I win. A lot of times I have tickets in my pocket. I don't even check them for ages. I just enjoy that part. So that's where I put my $5 that I've spent loving, because I take them there and I donate them to that. And I know that $5 turns into several million and gives a few people an incredible life experience. And I just, to my point of view, I can't see any better place for this $5 to go. I mean, what a happy, joyous place for it to go, and I'm really happy giving it there. See, these are all very important things. So you have to find for yourself something that $5 can go to that also makes you happy when it leaves. That's very important. And again, I don't care if it's $5, if it's a nickel, if it's a dollar, it doesn't really matter. Money is money. The amount doesn't matter. So you're going to start off holding this money, whatever you choose. And then you're going to set about bringing about a feeling of love. Now, this is not easy. Most people are going to struggle with this, and even myself, I struggle with it. It took a week for me to get a feeling of this. But then it started to come, and when it came, it was really exciting because it was a wonderful feeling. And I realized, of course, that I've disliked money most of my life, and I didn't even know it. I thought I liked money, but I despised it. So it will take some time to bring up an actual feeling of loving money. And it will take practice. You're going to have to sit down and make a commitment to stay there, sitting there, until you find the feeling, or an improvement of the day before. In other words, you're closer to it than the day before. Until then, you do not get off of this spot. You have to make this commitment. If you don't make the commitment, you'll just get antsy, you'll start thinking about other stuff, and next thing you know, you say, oh, I gotta make a phone call, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and off you go. I'll do it tomorrow. No, tomorrow doesn't come. Today is the only day. Now is the only time. It's up to you. I can't force you to do it. I can just tell you how important it is, and that you will have to work at it. Through the years, a lot of people have sent me emails and write me saying they send love out, but they have difficulty feeling it. Well, in our world, that's not so difficult to understand, is it? I mean, really, when you think about it, how many times do we really feel unconditional for something or someone? It mostly has to do with whether someone loves us back, or has to do with need or wanting. But unconditional love, how many times do we really feel that? Probably the times it comes up the closest to us is maybe when we're holding a little puppy or a kitten or something small and tiny, and it brings out a little bit of that nurturing out of us, or maybe a baby. So if you can find a time when perhaps you felt some real love, unconditional love, because unconditional love means you can also let go and still continue to love, and then you can use that perhaps to bring up the feelings of loving money. Like I said, it will take practice, but you will get there. And once you start feeling it, it gets pretty exciting. Before I came out here to do this recording this morning, I sat down and did exactly that. Once the feeling came up, and it's a level, you know, each day it gets a little better. Sometimes for a few days it doesn't improve, and then all of a sudden, on the third or fourth day, the feeling improves again. Nevertheless, when it does come up, it's a really wonderful feeling. It's a joyous feeling. It's like something has been lifted off of my shoulders again. You know, I'm able to love something. And then I realize just how much joy money has brought me. All the things that I've bought with money that bring me joy and allow me to experience more love comes a lot from money. The nice shoes I have on right now that are totally comfortable and warm and dry. The jacket I have on. This recorder that allows me to do these recordings. I mean, it's just endless and endless and endless. So I really begin to feel a real appreciation. And as that comes about, I really feel just fantastic towards money. It's done so much for me. And then I realize that money is really love. That it is really part of all that there is. The energy that creates everything. And when I'm blocking money, I'm blocking everything that there is. When I'm allowing and loving money, I actually begin to love all that there is. And, surprising enough, I begin to love myself more. I actually begin to like myself more. And this is understandable. As we remove these things we dislike on the inside, the things that we fear, of course, we'll be beginning to feel more love. And as we feel more love for ourselves, that increases the ability to love someone else. Surprising, isn't it? It's all hinged together. Someone that cannot love themselves, and they say, well, I love you, I hardly doubt it, because through my experience in my life, I've realized that the ability to love outside of ourselves is directly related to the ability to love on the inside. It's all connected. We either have the ability or we don't. The fact is, we have the ability, but sometimes we need to work a little harder to bring it out. So it's there. Now we're going to bring it out. As we do this with money, and you practice and you start getting better and getting better, you're going to notice some really wonderful thing happening. Your ability to love and feel love of everything in the world will all of a sudden expand. And I can't explain that feeling to you, because, I mean, there are no words for that, but you'll see it, you'll experience it, and you'll go, wow, I didn't know I was missing out on this. So we're using money. We practice the ability to love unconditionally. We use money to practice that in that sense. We allow money to come to us, but we're doing much, much more than that, because we're practicing the ability to love. Therefore, the flow of love flowing out of us and radiating out from us also expands at the same time. So before you do this meditation that follows, grab your money that you're going to use for this day. Sit down somewhere. Make sure you have at least an hour. And make the commitment to sit there. Well, nothing happens, you can't get anywhere, you'll sit there for the whole hour. You'll find your thoughts will drift off to other things, just bring yourself back. This happens to me lots, even now that I've practiced a fair bit, my thoughts tend to drift off, and then I realize I've drifted off, and I bring myself back. And that's why also I use the money itself, I hold money, because when I'm holding it and touching it, and I fondle it a bit, and I rub it, and smell it, and all kinds of things with it, I guess you can say. It's in my hand, so I touch it, I get a feel for it. And through that, that helps me to stay focused. That's it. The rest is basically commitment, and knowing that you have to bring up the feeling. See, sometimes we think thinking about something is actually feeling it. No, it's not. It's not even close. Once we have achieved a good feeling for something, then when we think about it, the feeling is re-triggered. But first we actually have to have a good feeling for something, and that we have to practice. So as we think about, for instance, having 3.6 million in the bank, that doesn't do much unless we've practiced the actual feeling. So much so that later on in another day or during the day when we think about having a 3.6 million in the bank, the minute we think about it, we re-engage the feeling of having it. And we bring about the feeling. And with that, then as we continue practice, the feeling of love for money also comes up. So you have two wonderful things happening all at once. And then, just keep going with that. Don't worry about anything else. Just let it go. And in a year's time, although things will probably happen quicker, but I like the idea of a year and saying to myself, I give this a year, because then it takes off the pressure of waiting. You know, we're always waiting for something instead of experiencing it happen. So, there you go.